I'm glad we're all here this morning. Every one of us, right? That's right. Every one of us here. Just a minute, I'll find the verse I was going to read. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I always remember this scripture here, Brother Jordan. One time you had Brother, I forget what his name. I'm sorry. No, he stayed here with you for a while. Hatfield, Brother Hatfield. He stood here in the first message here. The first verse he read. Somebody's phone on. The first verse that Brother Hatfield read was, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It says, "For all." All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I like this song that we just sang, Brother Jordan. It reminds me of Psalms 51. That's what we're going to read, Psalms 51. We're going to read a portion of that. And of course, it's the sinner that's crying out for repentance. Now, I'm not going to read 52 again. Psalms 51. There it is. It's in my Bible. It is. I've read it many times. At one time, I had it memorized. Can I quote it now? No. But I sure can read it, and we're going to look at a few of the verses here. I'm going to strive to read the whole chapter, but we might not make it. As the song is, the song that we just sang, he said, "Have mercy upon me." And that's what Fanny Crosby was singing. "Have mercy on me." Did you see that in the song? It says, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry." And then down in verse 3 it says, "Save me by thy grace." That's what we all desire. We desire to be saved and belong to the Lord and go be with him and live throughout eternity. And I heard somebody on TV the other day. I keep using that word TV, and I don't like to use it. But they were talking about life being over one day for each one of us. No, it's not. It's not over for us. We have an eternal life with the Lord. And David, in the psalm over here, he knew his relationship with the Lord. And he cried out unto the Lord. He said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Transgressions. You know what transgressions are? It's your rebellion against God. That's what it is. You might disagree with that, but when you sin, you're in rebellion against God. You're not following after His Word. You're not studying after Him. You don't care what, you want to do everything your way. But He says, have mercy upon me. And David knew that. He would go astray. You say, well, David was a man after God's own heart. Did he sin? For all his sin, he comes short of the glory of God. It tears me up and disturbs me when I go astray. And I could easily say, well, I don't ever sin. I know better than that. That's a big fat lie in itself. Number two, it says wash. That's what happens when you repent. You want God Himself by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. That's what we want. We want to be clean before God. We want to be holy before Him. We desire, every time I speak, I have to say, forgive me, Lord. Every place I go, I have to say, forgive me, Lord. Everything that I think of, I have to say, forgive me, Lord. Or I go astray in those thoughts somewhere, if they're not of the Lord. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. It's staring us in the face. It's part of our life. For my sin is ever before me. If we don't study and don't read God's Word, we don't know where we've gone astray. But if you study and read God's Word, and if you come to church like you should be coming, you will realize that you go astray from God. You go in places and you do things and you say things and you think things and you, what else can I say? That if you're not real careful, you know that you've gone astray. Verse 4, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Linda, when I go astray, it's not against you, just you. It's against God. First and foremost. I might go against somebody here in this church, commit a sin, but it's against God foremost. First and foremost. That's what it amounts to. Joy, when I was your age, I was sitting at a desk in school on the second floor. I could probably go in there right now and point out the desk if the building's still there. The building's older than I am. A little bit. But there was a little girl next door to me over there, and she turned her head, and when she did, I took her pen. I stole it. The next day, the teacher was asking, that little girl went to the teacher, somebody got my pen. Somebody stole my pen. And the teacher asked the class, who got her pen? I didn't speak. Not me. I didn't steal it. Not then. But I know that I stole that pen. And I've remembered it. For the last 60 years, I've remembered it. I stole that pen. And I'm thankful that the Lord had mercy on me. Against thee and thee only. That's who I really stole a sin against. It was against God. Against His Word. That's right. Now, I hate to tell you that story about that pen, but I remember it. There are others I could probably come up with, but I dare not mention any of those. I want to tell you, I was a little child when I stole something. Joy, what grade are you in? Eighth grade? Oh, no, I wasn't in eighth grade. I was in about the third, I think. But I stole that pen, pencil, some kind of pencil. I think it was an Eversharp pencil. You know, one of those you could push the little button on and the lid would slide down and get a little bit longer in there. And if you're not real careful, the lid would fall out. But I liked that pen. I coveted that pen. That's right. When she turned her head, I got it. I guess thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Has God judged me for that sin? Yeah, for 60 years he reminds me about it. Do I belong to the Lord? Yes, I belong to the Lord. But I know I stole that pen. I know that he's had mercy on me. David says, have mercy upon me. Why would he say that if he was a man after God's own heart? Why would he do that? Because he knew he was a sinner. That's right. And he knew that he had gone astray. Really. He knew it. He knew that he was right. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That does not mean that when you were conceived in the belly of your mother that they were committing sin. It might have been, but you're a sinner because Adam and Eve sinned. Every man that steps foot up on the face of this earth are sinners. Because of original, it's called original sin. Behold, thou, by the way, these words here, it doesn't use the word repent in here, but you see those words, wash and clean and have mercy on me. He was crying out for mercy, for repentance. He was crying out unto the Lord. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. The inward part? Does that mean my stomach over here has gone astray? No, that means my soul, the very heart of mine. My heart is my soul. Has gone astray. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward. I desire truth in the inward parts, in my soul. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He continues to repent. Purge me with hyssop. Purge. You know what the word purge means? Clean it out. That's one way you can use. But then it says, with hyssop. That reminds me, Brother Jordan, and I think I've mentioned this before. When I was below the first grade, I guess, I remember... If I went astray, my mama, she said, just a minute, I'll be right back. She'd go out in the store, out in the backyard, and she'd get her a switch. It's about that long. Maybe it's about that long. She didn't want to miss me, but it was a long switch, and she kept calling it a willow switch. Now, I don't know about the willow part of it, but I remember when she struck me with that switch. She'd come in there shaking that thing, and it would shake back and forth. And it did sting when she hit struck me with it. Purge me with a Willis limb. Okay? That's what she did to me. That's what David's saying. Purge me with hyssop. Now, I don't know what kind of plant a hyssop was, Brother Jordan. It was some kind of bush, I think. Or that's my imagination anyway. Shall be clean, and I shall be clean. When my mother got through with me with that willow switch, I was clean spiritually, but I was bloody. That's my imagination now. When she got through with me, I don't know. She had trouble keeping up with me, though. Yeah, that's right. I did get it worse. And it says, wash me. David was continuing to repent. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. No, I wasn't the color of snow when she got through with me. Now, you can think anything you want to. Point your finger any direction you want to. But I wasn't white as snow. And the thing about it is, she'd say, I'm going to wear you out with this switch, or I'm going to tell your daddy about it. I said, hit me with a switch. I didn't want my daddy to get hold of me. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken. The bones may rejoice. Let me read that again. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. When the Lord speaks to us through his word, by his power, when it's all over with, there's joy. You know why? Because we belong to him. It's a terrible thing not to belong to him. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all of mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. He's still crying out. Repentance. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Now this verse has been turned on many different directions, and I've heard a few of them. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Sir? That's correct. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. If you belong to the Lord, if your spirit belongs to him, it will never be taken away. I don't believe that the spirit can be taken, will be taken away. Could it be taken away? It could if God wanted it to. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. That's our responsibility. We should be living a clean, washed, pure life, that wherever we go, we may be testifying of God's grace and mercy. And tell others, they may look at us and hopefully they'll live like Christ lived. Then will I teach, come on in, brother. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Isn't that repentance? Yeah, that's repentance. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. And that's what we're here for. When we're singing songs, my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. When you go see Brother Marvin and you sing there, he loves to hear those songs, but he says, my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. It's a blessing to sing God's words. O Lord, open thou my lips. That's verse 15 of Psalm 51. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy peace. What's the difference between praise and peace? Thank you, brother. That's right. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. We know what's going to happen when we repent. And if we don't repent, things are going to happen also. Then he's going to get that hyssop after us, or that willow limb, or the belt that my father had. Do not in thy good pleasure undesign. Oh, he said, do good in thy good pleasure undesign. Up unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. I hate to say that we go astray sometimes against God's word, but when we do, we need to repent of it and change our ways. We need to stand firm in his word and rejoice in his word and praise God when we sing. If you don't know the Lord, you must repent. If you know the Lord, you must repent. Brother Jordan.
That psalm has to be one of the greatest of the psalms. But it's great for many different reasons. But been one of my, I guess, favorite for many years, because again, it speaks so clearly of the Christian experience. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. We have no excuse. We cannot say that God is unrighteous in his judgments for all his sin, because the very sin itself shows forth God's righteousness. And God said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and then there was one that did not. Wouldn't be right, would it? But he is right. And the fact that every person sins justifies God in his judgment. So what is there left for us to do, Brother Jerry? Repent. And if we repent, when we repent, then he does restore unto us the joy of his salvation. And he does cleanse us. And so, if we sin, he is faithful. Or if we confess our sins, right, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Our Lord is good, isn't he?